Chattanooga, this is Greeny for Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. We appreciate the quality of callers we have on the Hardee's Hotline, which is 648-1051. And we hope all of our listeners know the quality service that is the hallmark of the Hardee's chain everywhere. Regardless of where your local Hardee's may be in and around Chattanooga, you can count on the same great food, the same affordability, and that same great service each and every time. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone is Chattanooga's quality connection. All right, we're going to be joined in moments by David Green, the former Georgia quarterback. Wanted to point out that Butch Jones today, talking to reporters at practice, said he will take the team to Gatlinburg tomorrow. When asked about that 24/7 report that came out last week that was pretty scathing about the Volunteers, he said, "I don't stand for anyone attacking our program. I take that personally." All right, it is a pleasure to welcome back to Press Row our good friend, the former Georgia quarterback, David Green. David, how are you today?
David, doing great. How about yourself, my man?
I'm doing fine. I've got to ask first and foremost, I'm at the SEC title game. They're honoring all the MVPs. You were down there on the field experiencing all the different reactions. I mean, you've got Florida fans who should hate you. You beat Alabama 2 years in a row, yet when they called your name, there was applause. There were no boos. You must have gone through the SEC with really not offending anybody, even though you went like 42-10.
I tell you what. Well, I don't know if they were all applauding. I thought I definitely heard some boos as well. But, it's funny. I was glad they kind of called me early because the guys later on, the one that really sent everybody off, they went nuts for Tebow. You know, the Florida fans did.
Right.
So, of course, the Alabama fans at that point go, okay, the next time they call an Alabama guy, they can't be, outstaged here by Florida. So they go nuts. But, of course, yeah, with Georgia not being in a game, I told Shockley, I said, buddy, I can go ahead and guarantee you we're about to hear the boo birds come out for us. I can promise you. But trust me, there were certainly guys there that got booed a lot worse than we did.
Yes.
If you played at Auburn, you were in bad shape.
Yeah, and Tennessee too. Peyton Manning and Peerless Price looking at each other and laughing was hysterical. All right, let's get your take on Georgia's first season under Kirby Smart. Certainly some ups and downs. How would you assess how things went?
Well, I think it certainly went worse than people would have planned. I'm sure everybody kind of had hopes for it to go better than what it did. I tell you, I think Kirby's a phenomenal coach. I know he coaches those guys up hard. I think I was a little disappointed was offensively. We didn't have more production than what we did. We had a hard time. There were times we did a pretty good job moving the ball between, the 20 and 20s, but we couldn't score touchdowns. And when you can't score touchdowns, very difficult to win in this league. So, and not being able to close out some games that we should have closed out. Look, I don't think Georgia's as far as maybe some people think from turning around and being a great team. But you can't lose some of the games that we lost to this year, especially Georgia Tech there at the end of the year. I mean, that was as gut-wrenching as it gets as a guy that grew up in this state knows how much that game means to both schools.
All right, you talk about the I'm curious because there are a couple of thoughts to this kind of rebuilding. I think it kind of has taken on that rebuilding tone, and a lot of people, David, look next year as potentially more struggles offensively like you were talking about because the offensive line was inconsistent and there are three guys that are moving on. I know they just got a commitment from a kid from Mississippi Gulf Coast, so they're trying to do some things through the junior college route, but there's some folks that think it may be 2018 before Kirby really starts reaping the benefits of his recruiting.
Well, you never know. I tell you, David, you know, this day and time, you know, it's not as big of a deal for a true freshman to come in and play as it was maybe 10 years ago. I mean, you're seeing more and more of it. You're seeing true freshmen, even at offensive line, get on the field and make an impact early on. I think the key is recruiting. I think Kirby did a pretty good job, and I think the players understand what's expected of them, whereas before they, you know, were just trying to get familiar with coach and the way he does things. And so, trust me, the Georgia fans, I actually think this year, you know, they used to be all over Coach Rick when he would win 10 games and everybody's saying fire him, which, you know, as we all know, it happened, winning 10 games a year and get fired. But I thought Georgia fans actually were pretty patient this year. You know, wasn't a year that everybody wanted. But I said, okay, we're still trying to get this thing going in the right direction. So I think long-term, we have the right coach. We just got to get the right players and the right system, because it really felt like offensively, we really never settled in and kind of called our identity and said, well, this is who we are and this is who we're going to be. We never found it offensively. And, you know, we had our struggles at different times defensively and in special teams as well. It's just a tough year all the way around. But I think if we can just have some good recruiting, get some top talent in there as well, and they kind of buy into Kirby's system, you know, I think things can change quickly.
You're listening to former Georgia quarterback David Green here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
David, thanks again for taking the time. You've had a whole lot of fun, and it translates to the viewers with your film room stuff on the SEC Network. What's been your favorite coach to sit with?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I tell you what, I don't know. It's really hard to say. I mean, they're all kind of unique in their own way. Yeah, I'd say they're all fun. The last show I did with Derek Mason was a lot of fun. I tell you, you know, as much as Vanderbilt, you know, goes through, it was exciting to see Coach Mason, you know, turning that program around. I mean, they're really played some great football towards the end of this year. It was a lot of fun going there after their big win against Ole Miss, and then especially they turn around and, you know, beat Tennessee the following week, kind of validated their season in a way that program's going to beat Georgia this year. It's always fun, obviously, to sit down with Nick Saban because that's him and his element. You know, I don't think he necessarily likes talking to reporters at the podium, so to speak, but you get him in the film room and he's watching football, it's perfect. That's what he loves to do. And really, there's certain things that you can take away from each of them, but the one thing that's consistent, I think, with all the coaches that I love is just that attention to detail. And the one thing I think so many fans don't think about is that the little things are really the things that add up to wins and losses. If you do the little things right, you typically win games. Those little minor details that most fans don't see. And it seems like the coaches and the ones that end up playing in a championship game, those are the ones that really kind of harp on the details more than any of them. So it's been a lot of fun. It's my third year doing it. And this year certainly seemed to fly by.
All right. When you are watching the film and doing that, who is the player that surprised you the most that you went, wow, that guy is really good, even if he is not somebody who is a household name around the league?
Well, I'll tell you, the kid that really surprised me I think it was two. One was Ryan Anderson at Alabama. Certainly a great player, and people know who he is. But it was funny, before we started filming, I said, all right, Ryan, this is what we're trying to do. It's going to be fairly easy. I just want you to try to, you know, just talk ball, X's and O's. You know, don't worry about and I'm just going to kind of lead you down the road, and you just talk. We're just trying to teach the game to the fans. And everything was just yes and no. And I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be a long interview. And or actually very short, very short interview. And once we started going, man, he gave me some just golden nuggets in there. It was awesome. He started saying, well, hey, see this guy here? He said, I can tell by his stance that it was a pass. And he started, you know, really giving some great insight into his film study and the things that he had picked up during the week. Carl Lawson at Auburn was another one that I thought was fantastic. Gave some great nuggets on his film study different things, different tendencies that he picked up. And it really gave the fans some insights and some of the little nuances and a little edge, you know, things that they pick up that kind of give them that edge.
You're listening to former Georgia quarterback David Green and the host of Film Study on the SEC Network here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. All right, David, if I had to put you on the spot and said, what coach do you think has the best sense of humor in your 3 years? What coach do you just really find funny? And is there a coach out there that may be a little more guarded than the other coaches breaking stuff, some of that stuff down?
Well, I would say Brett Bielema, clearly. I mean, he's hilarious. I mean, what you see is what you get with him. And I thought he was hilarious during the whole thing. Will Muschamp is great in the film room. Well, the ones that are guarded, I'd probably say Kirby Smart, for sure. You know, first year head coach, and you know, really don't want to give away any secrets. Maybe Coach Stoops at Kentucky as well, and maybe their own way. But it'll surprise you. And you take a guy like Nick Saban. He'll say all kinds of stuff. He was like, yeah, we got a banjo call here. And I'm sitting here going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he's telling me this or telling the world this. But at the end of the day, honestly, guys, there's nothing that we mention in there that the other coaches don't already know. You know, and so, but honestly, a lot of these, some coaches are certainly a little bit more reserved on what they say in there just because they certainly don't want to give any more information than what they have to.
You were with the Seahawks for a little bit after your time at Georgia. You've had some success in the business world, but has doing the film study, has it made you ever get an itch to get into coaching?
No, not really. And the main reason being is that is a 24/7 job, and I can see when I go in there, I can see the stress on their faces. I mean, these guys are exhausted, and normally when they come in there, you know, the film room is just, it's something different that they don't do in their typical week. So it's a little bit of a curveball for them. And a lot of times it's just like, okay, what are we doing again? What are we looking at? And you could just tell they're just going from one thing to the next. And I can honestly say these coaches make a lot of money, but they earn it too because they are flat working nonstop.
All right, what's the big Christmas gift at the Green household for the kids this year?
Well, I don't know. They both of them are get some electric scooters. They got some little iPad things too as well. So yeah, they're getting all kinds of little goodies. They're getting to the age of 9 and 5 now where the gifts they don't get quite as many, but they're getting better gifts than what they used to get when they were younger. So they better behave themselves or they're not going to get anything.
They're getting very different gifts than we got growing up, that's for sure.
That's exactly right.
Well, listen, David, thank you as always. Congrats on another great job. That is a fun, like Jay said, that is a fun viewing session to watch you in the film room. And thanks as always for joining us here on Press Row, and may you and your family have a great Christmas.
All right, David. Good talk to you as always, buddy. Thank you.
All right, take care. Former Georgia quarterback David Green joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.